Hello and welcome to Grad Next Audio, brought to you by Study Trust, Van Schaick Publishers, Capitec, and me, Ruda Landman. These podcasts go with a booklet called Grad Next, which is available to download for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Grad Next was created to help you cross the gap between being a student and being a working adult. It consists of four sections: knowing yourself, finding the opportunities, the practicalities of getting a job, and finally, being a working adult. This is the last episode of Section 3, the practicalities of getting a job. Let's talk about the contract, and I must thank three close friends who all work in this area, without whom I couldn't have done it. Isabella Steyn from RISMA, Johan de Waal, VVM, and Lulu de Beer from Career Traction. Thank you. Unless you've studied law, your employment contract may appear confusing and overwhelming. Don't take the easy way out and just sign. Take it home, read it carefully. It will clarify the rules of the game, and it will be crucial if something goes wrong. Here are the most important points to check before you sign. Job title and job description. Make sure that what's in the contract reflects what was discussed during the job interview. Your job title will be on your CV for the rest of your career. The job description ensures that you and your employer agree on your duties and your responsibilities. Remuneration. Make sure that the salary stated in the contract is what you discussed and agreed upon. It should be clear how and when you will be paid. Note that there is a difference between gross salary and net salary. Gross salary is the total amount you earn. Net salary is your take-home pay, the amount that will be paid into your bank account. There are a number of reasons for the difference. Firstly, the company is legally obliged to deduct tax, PAYE, or pay as you earn, and your contribution to the Unemployment Insurance Fund, the UIF. Secondly, companies offer different benefit packages as part of your remuneration. This may include medical aid, a retirement fund, provident fund, life and disability insurance, and smaller benefits like travel expenses and a cell phone allowance. This does not come for free. The company may contribute, but you will be the main contributor, and the cost will be deducted from your salary. All of these should be clearly stated in the contract, with the criteria according to which benefits will be paid where applicable. Then we get to the period of employment. The contract should clearly state whether you are appointed for a specified period on a contract or in a permanent position. If you are on a contract, the start and end dates need to be clearly stated. There may be a probation period as determined by the employer. If so, that should also be specified in the contract. And now about resignation or termination, leaving the job. Your contract should spell out under what circumstances you or your employer can terminate the contract before the agreed end date and how that would have to be managed. It also has to stipulate a notice period. All employers have policies and procedures that have to be followed. Read these carefully, because failure to adhere to them can result in disciplinary procedures or even dismissal. Then, working hours and place of work. Working hours should be stated, whether in terms of office hours, like 9 to 5, or a given number of hours per week. Note that agreeing to working hours means that you are obliged to arrive on time at the start of the working day and to stay until the agreed time. Consistently arriving late and or leaving early is not acceptable. The place of work should also be stated. If flexible working hours or the right to work from home form part of your agreement, make sure that the contract includes that. If your job is likely to involve overtime, the rules governing this should be laid out, such as the overtime rate of remuneration or a system of time off in exchange for hours worked. And then holidays and sick leave. South Africa's Basic Conditions of Employment Act stipulates that employees are entitled to 21 consecutive days, or 15 working days, of annual leave per year, or, by agreement, one day for every 17 days worked. Make sure that you know the company's rules and expectations about the time of year in which leave should be taken, and whether you can carry any days over to the next year. An employee is entitled to 6 weeks paid sick leave in a period of 36 months or 3 years. This means 30 working days for a 5-day worker and 36 days for a 6-day worker over the 3-year sick leave cycle. During the first 6 months, you are entitled to 1 day's sick leave for every 26 days worked. It is very important to understand that sick leave is only available if you really are sick. You may not take these days off if you're not sick. Your employer may require a medical certificate before paying you if you're absent for more than 2 consecutive days, or if you are frequently absent without a medical certificate. A pregnant employee is entitled to 4 consecutive months unpaid maternity leave. And a father is entitled to 10 consecutive days of unpaid parental leave from the date that the child is born. Once again, read your contract carefully. We all tend to look at a contract and think, this is too much, it is frightening, it is boring, I'll just sign. Do not do that. Do not be afraid to ask questions if you don't understand. This is the beginning of a very important relationship. The rules should be clear to both parties. And then once you have joined the company, make sure that you read and understand all the policies and procedures. If there is an induction program, be sure to complete it. It may feel, once again, boring, unnecessary, but it will help you understand the rules of behavior and performance that are required of you, as well as the procedures that you must follow to access the benefits offered by your new employer. That was episode 13 of Grad Next Audio, completing our section on the practicalities of getting a job. Next time, we talk about professionalism as we start our section on being a working adult. Please join us again. And remember, you can also download the text for free on the same platform where you found this podcast. Goodbye, until next time.